question was asked in the halakha. While we know the fast of Tisha B'Av is more strict than other fasts in the sense that pregnant women, according to the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, have to fast, as well as nursing women. And that is the minhag. Pregnant woman and nursing woman indeed fast on Tisha B'Av. The question was asked, this year, being that Tisha B'Av is pushed off. What does it mean, pushed off? Tisha B'Av was out on Shabbat this year. Of course, we don't fast on Shabbat, only Yom Kippur. So the fast is pushed off to Sunday. So what does that put the status of pregnant woman and nursing woman? Do they still have to fast, or do we say since it's pushed off, there's room for leniency? Hacham Ovadia on this subject made a Kal Vachomer, and he said the following. We know, for example, Ba'ale Berit. Ba'ale Berit would be the Sandak, the Mohel, the Abi Ben. They're obligated to fast on the regular fast, Shavuot, Asar Tammuz, Asar Betevet, of course, Tisha B'Av, the Hayav. However, the law is that if those fasts are pushed off, so they're allowed to be lenient in their fasting. So he said, Anwad Ba'ale Berit, that when the regular fast is pushed off, they can be lenient. Me'uberet, that even on a regular fast could be lenient. Which means on Shavuot Asar B'Tammuz, for example, when it comes out on the regular day, she's able to be lenient, all the more so when Tisha B'Av is pushed off to another day, will they be able to be lenient. If Ba'alei Berit have to fast on a regular Shavuot Asar B'Tammuz, the one is pushed off, they can be lenient. Ladies that do not have to fast on Shavuot Asar B'Tammuz, for example, even when it comes out on the right day, certain they can be lenient on a fast when the day is pushed off, including Tisha B'Av. And therefore he holds, even from the morning, the ladies are able to eat, and it's not so clear that could be he's lenient even from the night that the ladies can eat. Of course, being that it's Moshe Shabbat, the ladies would have to make a Havdalah before they would want to eat, because you can't eat before you make Havdalah. But that's a technical question, the Gabe Havdalah. But the Maaseh, the Hacham Ovadia writes, it's written in Yalkut Yosef in the Yalkut Ta'anit on page 88, Me'ubarot, Umenikot, Peturot, Benita'anot, Beshalosh Ta'aniot Elu. That's talking about the three fasts. For example, Shavuot Asar B'Tammuz, and the Asar HaBetevet, and some Gedalia. Ve'rak B'Tisha B'Av Hayabot. And the only Hayab to fast on Tisha B'Av. Umiyu, B'Tisha B'Av, Shehal B'Shabbat, Ve'nitche Le'ahar HaShabbat, if it's pushed off, המעוברות ומניקות רשאות לאכול. They are able to eat just like they're able to eat on the other three fasts. ואף על פי כן, he says, לא תוכלנה להתענג. They shouldn't eat, you know, pleasurable foods and things like that. אלא כדי קיום הוולד. They should eat just enough to keep the baby alive.